This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way.
Good morning. This is the only place you need to stop today, this Friday, the 13th of June, 2025. And that stop is here with me, John Redman, and my program of Easy Jazz. We're coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, you could be listening locally on your radio. And if you are, you'll be on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. And, of course, so many people don't listen to the radio anymore. And you could be listening anywhere in the world, in actual fact. On www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. And that's how people listen to us, not just in Hawke's Bay or just not just in New Zealand, but anywhere in the world. Yes, I am back today, and I am live, as I say, in Studio One. And I'll be here until noon, bringing you my selection of Easy Jazz recordings. Okay. You know that the first track that I play is the one that you didn't get all of the last time that I was in the studio. And then I play that one first at the next show, and you get that all together. Now, let me explain. This track that you're going to hear is number one, features a man called Eddie Jefferson, who's was an American singer, and he recorded an album in 1977 for a record company called Fuchsia, and they called the album The Main Man. And one of the tracks is Eddie Jefferson singing the tenor saxophone part of a song called Moody's Mood for Love. Now, that part was originally written for the saxophone to be played by a tenor sax player called James Moody. Dorothy Fields actually put lyrics to this, and you're going to listen to a singer, Eddie Jefferson, singing the part written for a tenor saxophone player, okay? That particular thing is called vocalese, when a singer sings a musical instrument part. So enough chat, John. Just let the people listen to Eddie Jefferson from 1977 singing the tenor saxophone part to Moody's Mood for Love.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul, it snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you. me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above there in the clear blue sky. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? And tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go a-talking out of my head again. Oh, baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together can endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you and get a relief from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me, baby, please? Pull yourself together, do it soon. My soul's on fire, come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear.
Well, baby, you made me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a true place to keep our lovely state of mind. I ain't so tired of being without love. I don't know what love's about. Take me, you can come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to. I'm through. There I go, there I go, there I go.
Well, that was quite different, wasn't it? A singer singing an instrumental part. Eddie Jefferson was the man who was singing. I have no idea who the lady was who snuck in there for a couple of bars. But anyway, that was Eddie Jefferson singing Moody's Mood for Love, recorded in 1977. To Love Again, The Duets, is the eighth Columbia Records studio album by the American trumpeter Chris Botti, B-O-T-T-I. And it was released on the 18th of October 2005. It consists of cover versions of pop and jazz standards. And I've selected a track where Chris Botti is in duet with an American lady singer called Paula Cole. They're backed by the Billy Childs Orchestra. The song was written in 1953 by Guy Wood and Robert Millin. And I'm sure many of you will recognize and know the song that you're going to hear now, played by trumpeter Chris Botti, and Paula Cole. It's called My One and Only Love.
Thank you. The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor. My one and only love. The shadows fall and spread the mystic charms in the hush of night while I'm in your arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. Blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. I want an only love. My one and only.
That was as smooth as silk. That beautifully muted trumpet of Chris Botti. The wonderful, lush orchestral arrangement by Billy Childs. And the voice of Paula Cole with My One and Only Love. And if you know me, you know that I was singing along with that because it's one of my favourite songs. Okay, now, David Saul, S-A-U-L, was born in 1937 and he passed away in 2013. And Dave was an English jazz pianist and composer. He did a lot of broadcast on BBC Radio with two groups, the Dave Saul Quartet and the Dave Saul Quintet. I've got a very rare live recording that Dave Saul made at his home in France a year before he died in 2012. And he's going to play his arrangement of the tune Autumn Leaves. Now, you might very well know that this was written originally in 1945, written by a Frenchman called Jacques Prévert, and was originally called Les Feuilles Mortes, The Dead Leaves. Johnny Mercer was the man who wrote the English lyrics and called it Autumn Leaves. Have a listen. This is an eight-minute recording of Dave Saul on piano, and he's accompanied by the Scottish double bass player Ron Mathewson. And this is when you can just sit back and relax a little bit more too. Dave Saul and Ron Mathewson And this is from 2012, a rare live recording of Autumn Leaves.
Thank you.
Well, that was a tutorial in the use of live piano and double bass playing together. 2012 recording, a live recording made by David Saul on piano and Ron Mathewson, the Scottish bass player, on the double bass. And as I say, Dave died in 2013. But I'm very fortunate to say that I'm still in touch with Dave's French-born wife, Gladys, who still lives at their home in France. So the tune, of course, was Autumn Leaves, played brilliantly. Well, I want to say to anybody who is actually listening right now, thank you for tuning in to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ribman, coming live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay, no matter where you may be. A special shout out here to Chris, songwriter Chris in Tarradale. Chris, I definitely will be along to see, without fail, I will be along to see you next week, because I've got an idea of who might be interested in taking your compositions along. But I'll bring you later anyway. Okay, moving swiftly on. Toots Thielemans, T-H-I-E-L-E-M-A-N-S, Thielemans, was a Belgian-born musician, a guitarist, and a harmonica player. Now, Toots accompanied so many top artists during his long career. He played with everybody and anybody. In the year 2000, MRC Records released an album called Hard to Say Goodbye, The Best of Toots Thielemans. Now, I picked a track from that album, and it's one that Toots recorded in 1995 in Brussels in Belgium. And he had Mike Del Ferro on piano, Stefan Livestro on the bass, Hans van Oosterhout on the drums, and also he had the strings of the Brussels Symphony Orchestra playing there as well. I invite you now to listen to Toots Thielemans with the strings of the Symphony Orchestra and the pianist and the drummer and the bass player as Toots brings us his version of Over the Rainbow. Thank you. You think of that? The man on the harmonica was a late Belgian-born everything man who could play anything, Toots Thielemans, and he had Mike Del Ferro on piano, Stefan Levistro on bass, Hans von Oosterhout on the drums, and the strings of the Brussels Symphony Orchestra, and they played for us Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow. Very nice. I like jazz played by the harmonica. And, you know, Toots Thielemans, I mean, although he was a great guitarist, that's the thing that he was well known for. More than the guitar was playing the harmonica. I mean, you got to agree, it was pretty good, wasn't it, eh? The time is now 10:40 a.m., on this Friday, the 13th of June, 2025. And I'll just remind you that I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 a.m. So the next time you'll get that will be after I finish at noon today. Now, I've got a few different sounds from different lady singers coming up now. And first of all, I've got Blossom Dearie, ready to play as she sings and plays piano for us on a 1966 live recording she made. And she's going to sing a song written by Bob Durow and Dave Frischberg called I'm Hip, H-I-P, I'm Hip. And I will say to you, have a listen to the lyrics, okay? So It's Blossom Dearie singing on piano. And the tune is called I'm Hip. And if Dave Frischberg's involved, there's got to be some great lyrics. Here we go.
I'm hip, I'm square, I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm aware. I'm on top of every scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read People magazine, 'cause I'm hip. I'm digging, I'm stepping. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man. I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, digging arty French flicks with my shades on. 'Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Sammy Davis knows my friend. I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now I'm deep into Zen, meditation, and macrobiotics. And as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scooba-dooba. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip, I may flip, but I'm hip.
Okay, that was a live recording by the irrepressible Blossom Dearie, who sang and played piano to the tune written by Bob Durow and Dave Frischberg. And the tune was called I'm Hip, and I hope you listened and had to smile at the lyrics, because Dave Frischberg wrote some great lyrics. I must play for you, I must look it out from my collection. One of the tunes he wrote was called I'm Impressed with My Attorney Bernie. I must find it and I'll play it for you shortly. It's a really, really, again, a very, very comic song. Not by Blossom. But having said Nancy, the next one is by the American singer Nancy Wilson. And it comes from a compilation album put out by Columbia Records called The Best of Nancy Wilson. And all the selections came from recordings that Nancy had done between 1960 and 1968. Now, I picked one she recorded in 1965. On this one, she's backed by the Jimmy Jones Orchestra, and she's going to sing for us a song written in 1926 by George and Ira Gershwin. And that song is called, quite simply, Someone to Watch Over Me, the singer Nancy Wilson.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I
That was Nancy Wilson and a recording that she originally made in 1965, backed by the Jimmy Jones Orchestra, and she sang for us the Gershwin Brothers' 1926 song called Someone to Watch Over Me. Okay, here's another lady singer, Dinah Washington. Now, she recorded an album in December 1956, and it was released the year later by MRC Records, and the title of the album is The Swingin' Miss D. And here's the recognizable style of Miss Washington, as, backed by the Quincy Jones Orchestra, she brings us a jazz standard written by Rolf Ranger and Leo Robin for a 1937 movie called Easy Living. And believe it or not, the song itself that she's going to sing for us is called Easy Living. The singer, Dinah Washington.
Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. Yes, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the things I'm giving. They're easy to give when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you. Maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. Yes, people say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. No, they just don't understand that living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love. Lord, there's nothing in life but you.
Thank you.
For you, maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. Lord, people say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Daddy, it's grand. And they just don't understand that living for you is such an easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you.
Yeah, the singer was Dinah Washington, and backed by the Quincy Jones Orchestra. In December 1956, she recorded that song, Easy Living, and it went out on an MRC Records album called The Swingin' Miss D. Easy Living, written by Rolf Ranger with lyrics by Leo Robin, written in 1937 for a movie of the same name. This next one is another fairly rare recording. It's one made by the late American singer Jackie Paris. And in 1953, Brunswick Records released an album by Jackie Paris called Skylark. Now, the album itself features Jackie Paris in a range of settings. And the very first song on the album, the very first song on the album is the song Skylark. And he first recorded Skylark in 1947. And he released it to great acclaim. Because in the late 1940s, Jackie Paris was one of the number one jazz singers. And many other jazz artists and vocalists, including Ella Fitzgerald, Charlie Parker, Sarah Vaughan, all thought he was the bee's knees. He appeared in clubs all over the place. To me, Jackie Paris is somebody that today you've got to listen to and decide, did I like that or didn't I like it? I'm going to play you the 1953 recording that he made of Skylark, written, of course, by Hoagy Carmichael in 1939. And I'll just add to that Jackie Paris was a very difficult man to get on with. And there came a time in the early 50s where nobody wanted to work with him. No record company wanted to pick him up because he was such an obnoxious man. But anyway, if you've never heard Jackie Paris before, here he is on a 1953 recording from an album called Skylark. And he sings for us Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark. Here you go, Jackie Paris.
Oh, Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring? where my heart can go a-journeying. Over the shadows and the rain, to a blossom-covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? Oh, Skylark, won't you lead me there?
Very lush. Symphony backing there, wasn't there, behind Jackie Paris? Well, if you've never heard Jackie Paris before, you've got to make your mind up. I've got used to Jackie Paris, and I quite willingly will listen to stuff that he's recorded. A lot of people won't go for it, but that song that you just heard, he recorded 1953. He was actually brought up during the vaudeville period, and he, as a child, he was a tap dancer, and he also played guitar. He was so obnoxious that everybody dropped him, but in the early 1980s, he was rediscovered by a guy who had listened to his early recordings and thought he was fantastic. And they brought him back, and he made a few recordings again before he died. But anyway, I just thought I'd reintroduce to some of you Jackie Paris, and you heard him then singing Hoagie Carmichael's great jazz standard called Skylark. It is now 1 minute after 11 on this Friday, the 13th of June, 2025. And before I carry on, I've got to tell you a little bit more about this radio station. Radio Hawke's Bay, we're coming up to our 30th anniversary. We started in 1985. We broadcast 24 hours a day. We never sleep. We're on 365 days of the year. We're on two local radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But, of course, we've also got this wonderful live stream that makes sure that we can be listened to anywhere in the world, providing you've got a smart device, whether it's your smartphone, your tablet, your iPad, your laptop or desktop or whatever. And you can listen to anything and everything that gets broadcasts from Radio Hawke's Bay, if you go to your search engine and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, and that will bring up our homepage, which is also our website. I think that the present website is so easy to understand. You'll notice when that homepage comes up that there's a circle, and inside the circle it says Listen Live. And if you click on that, you can hear whatever is being broadcast over the live stream by Radio Hawke's Bay at that specific time. There's a lot of other things on the website. You can find out what our schedule is. You can find all you need to know about the broadcasters. The schedule will tell you who's on, what day, what time, etc., etc. We've got lots of clever things on there, podcasts. If you miss one particular broadcast because, you know, you're not well, you've been out or whatever, if you go to that website, have a look and look for the podcast and follow the instructions, and you can pick up and listen to the program you missed. Now, it's in the pipeline that the website is being, at the moment, being rewritten or redone to make it even easier. So there you go. That's us, Radio Hawke's Bay. We put out over 100 shows a week, you know. We're not just a music station. Although we do broadcast music, there are broadcasters who will bring you jazz, like me, and my friend Ian Hunt, who has his program Two for Jazz that goes out on a Tuesday from 4 p.m. to 6. But there are broadcasters who do rock, who do pop, who do country, who do bluegrass, who do traditional, who do music from around the world, who do African music. But that isn't the only thing we do. And if you look at our schedule, you'll see we do a lot of programs that are not music programs. Lots of programs of interest. Now, because some of our broadcasters come to the end of their period of broadcasting, we're always looking for new broadcasters. Now, if you live locally, because this is a, don't forget, Radio Hawke's Bay is a community access media station, okay? And if you live locally and you've got an idea for a new show on Radio Hawke's Bay, I advise you to pick up something to write on the back of your hand or on your knee or on a bit of paper or whatever, because I'm going to give you a phone number. So go on, find something to write on. You should always have a pen or pencil handy, always. Okay, here's the number that you ring. 06-878-8710. I'll say that again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number, talk to one of the Dream Team, the permanent staff here, and say, hey, I understand you're looking for new broadcasters. I, my group, my association, my club, I've got a grand idea that we think people would like to listen to. And you'll be invited in, and you can then tell the Dream Team, this is my idea. You might even get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, or you might even get some chocolate biscuits. Who knows? But anyway, that's what you do. Now, back to music. Here's Mel Torme with a 1948 recording he made for Musicraft Records. He is backed by the Archie Shaw Orchestra, and he's going to sing for us He's going to sing for us a song written by George and Ira Gershwin. God, come on, John, get it together. George and Ira Gershwin, And that song is called For You, For Me, Forevermore, Mel Torme. With the Artie Shaw Orchestra, and that recording was made 1948 for Musicraft Records, and the song was the Gershwin Brothers, For You, For Me, Forevermore. Time now for big band. Opening Night is a big band jazz recording that was made by the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra when they were playing at the Village Vanguard Club in New York City in February 1966. And, right, you got, remember, 1966 this was recorded, okay? This was the first performance of this big band at the club, but the recording was not released until the year 2000. So it sat for all those years, hidden away, before Resonance Records discovered it and thought, hey, we better get this out to the public. And that's what they did. 1966 live recording released in the year 2000. Please enjoy the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra playing live at the Village Vanguard Club in New York in February 1966. And they are playing a tune written by Thad Jones, which is called Little Pixie. Got it? Little Pixie.
Thank you.
it got quite frantic at times, didn't it? Yes, it did. It was also long, 13 minutes long. Anyway, that was a 1966 recording by the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra at the Village Vanguard Club in New York City. And the tune was written by the trumpeter Thad Jones, called Little Pixie. No wonder they waited 34 years before they released it. However, you've got to remember that when I plan this program, you know, every week, nearly every week, I have to think of not just one group of listeners that like one particular type of music. I have to sort of put something in for everyone. And I do get messages, emails from listeners who say, you don't play enough big band. Well, I mean, you can please some of the people some of the time. You can please all of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all of the time. So I thought I'd throw in that one. There's some really nice tracks on that album, though, called Opening Night. But anyway, it was you people who like big band and a little bit of bebop, you got it. Now, Art Tatum, who was born in 1909 and died in 1956, was an American jazz pianist who is widely regarded as one of the greatest jazz pianists ever. And from quite early in his career, other pianists always acclaimed Art Tatum as being a extraordinary jazz pianist. He had impaired vision. By the age of 11, he'd had some eye surgeries, and that gave him the ability to distinguish some colors, and he could see objects that were close to him. When he was in his early 20s, he was assaulted, and that knocked all these surgeries he'd had out of the window. And the attack left him completely blind in his left eye, with only limited vision in his right eye. But despite that, there are accounts that he used to play cards and he used to play pool. Now, I know for a fact that many, 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 many jazz pianists will say that it was Art Tatum who was their inspiration to play piano jazz. Here's an example of Art Tatum's playing. This is a recording he made in 1955. His solo piano, just him on the piano. Have a listen. Art Tatum, 1955, playing the Fats Waller tune, which is called Jitterbug Waltz. Thank you. Tatum on solo piano from Recording Made 1955, and he played the Fats Waller composition, Jitterbug Waltz. I was saying about so many pianists took their inspiration from Art Tatum. I remember seeing a conversation between Oscar Peterson and Count Basie, two of the greatest pianists alive. And in this conversation, they were talking about Art Tatum, and they both said if they were playing in a club and Art Tatum came in, they started to get worried. And he would probably, when they took a break, he would go on the piano, and they both said he just blew us apart. So there you go. Anyway, you've heard Art Tatum now and you've heard the story. I'm a Fool to Want You is a 1951 song composed by Jack Wolf and Joel Heron, but Frank Sinatra co-wrote the lyrics. He also released the song in 1951 as a single. He released that for Columbia Records, but in 1957, he recorded it again on a Capitol Records album called Where Are You? He's backed on this recording, this 1957 recording, by the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. And I've got to tell you that this version and this song is so powerful, so full of passion, that many, many listeners admit to crying during the period that they listened to this song. Many people have said that Frank wanted this song written because of the end of the love affair he had with Ava Gardner. That's not true, because this song was written before he'd even met Ava Gardner. See what you think. Here's Frank Sinatra, 1957, with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, with this beautiful song called I'm a Fool to Want You.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true, a love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you, such a fool to hold you, to seek a kiss not mine alone, to share a kiss the devil has known. Time again, I said I'd leave you. Time and time again, I went away. But then come the time when I would need you. And once again these words I'd have to say. I'm a fool to want you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you. Time and time again, I say, time and time again, I went away. But then would come the time when I would need you. And once again, these words I'd have to say. Take me back, I love you. Pity me, I need. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you.
As I said, full of passion. Powerful, full of passion. How many out there have got dry eyes? Beautiful song, beautifully sung, beautifully arranged. I'm a Fool to Want You. Written in 1951 by Frank Sinatra, Jack Wolf and Joel Heron. That was the 1957 recording you heard when Frank recorded it on his Capitol Records album called Where Are You? And if you listen to the lyrics, I think like me, you might realize nothing to do with Ava Gardner, but it's all about, you know, he wanted to leave his wife, Nancy. But of course, you know, he was in that situation. I want to, but can I? Shall I? What about the kids? Anyway, what a beautiful song. The time is 11:43 a.m. on this Friday, the 13th of June, 2025. And I've got a lady singer up coming up right now called Betty Roche. R-O-C-H-E, acute. She was born in 1918. She died in 1999. She was an American blues and jazz singer. Probably best known for a version she did of Take the A-Train with Duke Ellington. I know she was very famous for, she could put blues material across in a very, very strong and dramatic way. She's going to sing for us a song written in 1940 called All Too Soon. It was composed by Duke Ellington with lyrics written by Carl Sigman. And I've got the recording of Betty Roche singing it as she recorded it in 1955, backed by Duke Ellington Big Band, for Bethlehem Records. The song, All Too Soon, the singer, Betty Rushe.
All too soon we had to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream. All too soon. All too sweet was our affair, and you put all that sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone. All too soon. I knew the strange delights that only you and love could bring, but as I reached the heights, the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I that love deserves another try. For you whispered goodbye. All too soon. I knew the strange delights that you and only love could bring, and as I reached the heights, the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I that love deserves another try. For you whispered goodbye. All too soon. You should know as well as I that love deserves another try. For you whispered all too soon.
That was a 1955 recording of a song called All Too Soon, written by Duke Ellington and Carl Sigman, sung by a lady called Betty Rushe. I've got quite a few recordings by particularly lady singers that you may not ever have heard of, Betty Rushe being one. And I try to play some of these, like Helen Carr, Betty Rushe, Chris Connor, Jerry Winters, Sally Blair, Frances Fay. They're singers who were great and so well known back in the 40s and 50s that many, many, many jazz enthusiasts have never heard because of the great singers, Ella Fitzgerald, Julie London, you know, people of that ilk. But I've got recordings by them, and that was one of them. Betty Rushe, All Too Soon. Quite nice, that, eh? Well, 10 to 12, not got to long. Soon be finished. Okay, keeping Ellington in mind, the American jazz guitarist Kenny Burrell recorded an album called Ellington Forever. It was released on Fantasy Records and 1975. Yes, 1975. Have a listen as Kenny Burrell plays guitar with Snooky Young. Snooky Young, a great name, isn't it? Snooky Young on trumpet, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Jimmy Smith on Hammond organ. Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Jimmy Smith on... Oh, just said that, you idiot. Jimmy Jones. Jimmy Smith on Hammond organ, Jimmy Jones on piano, Stan Gilbert on bass, and Jimmy Smith, Jimmy Jones on piano, that's Jimmy with a Y, and, of course, there's so many Jimmys on this. Jimmy Smith on Hammond organ, that's Jimmy with a Y. Jimmy Jones with a Y on piano. And Jimmy Smith, not with a J-I-M-M-Y, but J-I-M-M-I-E, Smith on the drums. The tune, Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
to say my goodbyes now because we're running pretty short. And I've got to go out when there's music playing. Let Kenny Barreau just play on a bit there in the background, doing Take the A-Train. But this is Johnny Ridman saying thank you, people, for listening to this week's program of Easy Jazz with me, Johnny Ridman. And I hope to come back next week. God willing, I will be back at the same time, from 10, just after 10, until noon. So just take care. Be careful out there, particularly now it's winter. Watch out for the frosty bits. Watch out for the idiots on the road. And remember to love the ones that love you, because they will love you back so much more. This is going to finish in about a minute, 30 seconds. And I'm going to play you just a little bit of Louis Armstrong on a 1936 Decca recording he did, where he's playing trumpet and singing on the sunny side of the street. But when this is finished, I'm going to go straight to Louis. But hey, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Why don't you tell somebody? Tell these people out here. Yeah, I enjoyed the show today. Or no, it was a load of rubbish. I mean, I take all criticism, me. Anyway, look after yourselves. God bless. I'll be back next week. You take it easy and be careful out there.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.